In this bulletin, fire warnings across Tasmania and New South Wales. Victoria's tough-on-crime laws pass both houses of parliament. And in football, fans gather ahead of the FIFA 2026 World Cup draw, with 48 teams in the mix for the first time. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Bushfires continue to burn across large parts of Australia, damaging properties in Tasmania and closing the Pacific Motorway in New South Wales. The M1 is closed in both directions between Nabiac and 12 Mile Creek, with nearby residents advised to seek shelter because it's too late to leave. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service is currently tracking 70 incidents, while authorities in Tasmania are monitoring 18 fires. Tasmania Fire Services Commissioner Jeremy Smith says 19 homes and shacks have already been damaged in Dolphin Sands.
These conditions were extremely challenging for firefighters. We had well over 100 kilometre winds, and fires under those conditions are extremely difficult to control, combat and extinguish. That is why it is so important for the community to listen to the warnings, the messages and briefings from emergency responders.
Authorities in New South Wales have issued heatwave warnings that will remain in place until the 6th of December across much of the state, amid a significant uptick in 000 calls. The New South Wales Ambulance Service says the elderly, young children, pregnant women and people experiencing social isolation are especially vulnerable to heat sickness. Chief Superintendent Steve Vaughan says rising temperatures have already increased pressure on the health system.
On Wednesday, New South Wales Ambulance received around 3,500 000 calls for assistance. And yesterday, we saw an increase in that number up to 3,800 000 calls. And today, we're expecting to see over 4,000 000 calls for medical assistance.
Victoria's so-called adult time for violent crime laws have passed both houses of parliament, meaning children as young as 14 could now face life behind bars. Minors can now face a life sentence for violent crimes, including home invasion, carjacking and armed robbery, in a move that mirrors similar laws in Queensland. Lawyers, advocates for Aboriginal people and human rights groups have opposed the measures, arguing the punitive laws will be ineffective at reducing crime. Yesterday, Youth Justice Minister Enver Erdogan told Parliament the community expects stronger measures.
This bill is necessary to address compelling and pressing community safety concerns brought about by unprecedented incidents of serious and violent offending by young people. So we believe that overall the priority of community safety needs to come first, and that's what we're focused on today.
Victoria Police have shifted their search efforts to locating the body of alleged police killer Desi Freeman after spending days meticulously combing through Mount Buffalo National Park. Freeman has been on the run after allegedly shooting dead two police officers, Neil Thompson and Vadim Devart Hotart, while they served a warrant at his home in Porepunkah. Hundreds of police have been involved in the manhunt, with more than 400 officers deployed in the hours, days and weeks after the killings on the 26th of August. The latest search involves specialist resources, including cadaver search dogs and drones. The leader of the South Australian Liberal Party has announced his resignation, citing family reasons, saying he will continue to represent his electorate of Hartley. Vincent Tarsia says he wasn't pushed to go, and he intends to throw his support behind the next leader, who is yet to be chosen by the party room. It marks the third leadership change in a state Liberal Party in less than 3 weeks, with Victoria and New South Wales also seeing change at the top. Announcing his resignation, Mr. Tarsia thanked his colleagues and said he only arrived at the decision this morning.
It's probably a decision that I arrived at this morning, and I discussed it with my family and some of my key supporters and party members, and I arrived at it today. And it's been a challenging day, but I'm looking forward now to getting on with it and supporting the next leader of the Liberal Party, but at the same time supporting my very young family at home and making sure I do everything possible to be returned as the member for Hartley, which I really enjoy most of all.
To sport now and in football, in coming hours the US will host Canada and Mexico for the 2026 FIFA World Cup division draw after the countries made a joint bid to host the tournament in 2017. For the first time in history, an unprecedented 48 nations will be divided into 12 groups of four. Famous American athletes, NFL player Tom Brady, basketballer Shaquille O'Neal, baseballer Aaron Judge and Canadian ice hockey player Wayne Gretzky are each assigned a pot to pull the teams from at an event in Washington, D.C. Former England footballer and 2026 World Cup draw host Rio Ferdinand says it's a big moment.
It starts getting tasty, it starts getting tantalising, and you can start really feeling, oh, where we're going to fit out. Look at the road, the route to the final, like semi-finals, the quarter-finals. So all of those aspects really start from here up on this stage. So I can't wait.
The World Cup kicks off in Mexico City on the 11th of June next year. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.